Many communities in Papua New Guinea's Highlands region remain traumatized and in need of help nearly 6 months on from a major earthquake. February's magnitude 7.5 quake killed at least 180 people, caused widespread damage to buildings and infrastructure, and, according to the UN, directly affected over 500,000 people. Johnny Blades has been in the quake zone and filed this report.
The big quake struck in the middle of the night. Geraldine Lepi, a student who lives in the Southern Highlands capital, Mendi, says it had been a normal evening.
And after dinner, we had family prayer and we went to bed. And then suddenly, like, I was sleeping on the floor. So, like, someone just pushed me or something like that. And then I moved under the bed and I broke my head. So I had to wake up and we ran out from the house. And then, but it was still shaking. Yeah, and, like, we were shocked. It was, like, first time. I never experienced this kind of things. Nothing to say, we just prayed.
The quake created terror, confusion and fear. Many remote villages were devastated and communities forced to flee their homes. There were significant aftershocks, massive landslides and landslips, some villages buried. Richard Don is a leader from the mountaintop village of Yolanda, which was significantly undermined by landslides, causing 6 deaths and extensive damage.
The whole beautiful environment has been destroyed. The whole village has been devastated and we have no home. Therefore, I have to move my people to other location where more flatter, more good place for them to resettle themselves. But there are a lot of things to be done, like road. We require a road network to be completed. I have already been given the request to the Prime Minister.
Thousands of displaced people converged in numerous care centres across several provinces. Donald Lippitt is the Bishop of Mendi.
Thousands of people were affected in one way or another. Many were killed. We know some people who were killed here, not far from here, mainly by landslides that were provoked by the earthquake. And many had their gardens damaged, their small homes destroyed. We ourselves and others, the government as well, suffered great catastrophic damage to infrastructure as schools, and healthcare centres, of course churches and some mission buildings as well.
As if the quake disaster wasn't enough to contend with, Southern Highlands province was recently rocked by political unrest when a mob went on a rampage over what was seen as a rigged election result, destroying a commercial airplane in Mendi, as well as the town's courthouses, the governor's residence and other buildings. Joseph Noah is one of a declining number of teachers still willing to come to Mendi to work.
But the biggest problem with people is the mentality. They go for fight only. When there is a small problem happens, they go for fight only. They got guns and spears and all these things. And then that's the biggest problem in our minds. Mindsets of the people are not all good.
In Hela province, where the quake's epicenter was located, tribal fighting with high-powered weapons caused dozens of deaths in recent months, prompting an extra deployment of PNG's Defence Force. Nearly 6 months on from the major quake, local authorities battle on, distributing food rations where possible, yet stretched to provide healthcare and other basic needs for many displaced communities. Eddie Yui is the Deputy Provincial Administrator of Hela.
We understand the economic situation, the country situation, but gradually, slowly, we can get to have the real life of the people sustainable again. So in order to do so, we need to help them rebuild their properties, because as we speak now, the mothers and kids, the people who've been in there, they have the fear, the scare, the trauma is still with them. So we're going to help them rebuild.
At Yolanda Village, Richard Don says food and medicine shortages are starting to bite.
Our food garden has been destroyed by the big, huge landslides. At the moment, we don't have a garden. We already ran out of food. We made a garden, but then cannot be harvest within a month or two, three or 4 months. It may take another while to harvest that food. At the moment, we are very hungry now, and most of the people are really suffering.
The aftershocks are settling down, but the recovery and rebuilding challenge remains huge, according to PNG's emergency controller, Dr. Bill Hamblin. Speaking from Port Moresby, he says getting relief supplies to affected parts, such as in Western Province, nowhere near any road, presents massive logistic challenges.
We've got to get it shipped from here down to Western, down to Daru, up the Fly River, and then we've got to have it on a Chinook helicopter carried underneath that thing and landed in Donomoda, and then we've got to get some people in there first to put the concrete blocks and stuff for it to sit on and negotiate the land issue, etc., all before we can put it in there. So it's a really expensive exercise.
He says support from international agencies and private donors has played a close part in the response.
The government is supported by international agencies, international donors. We've received over 17 million kina in donations from companies and other entities around PNG and overseas. We've had direct donations from other countries as well. ADB has given us 1 million kina, which we've spent on water tanks.
Many affected Highlands communities have now returned to their villages to get on with rebuilding their lives. Bishop Lippitt says people are resilient, but he questions the priorities of PNG's government.
I was in Moresby recently, and I saw them spending millions and millions of kina on rebuilding perfectly good roads for this APEC meeting that's coming up, when not one toya has been given to the diocese, for example, and other churches to rebuild schools, churches, classrooms, health care centres, staff housing.
For the more remote affected communities, help can't come soon enough. The upheavals of 2018 in this Highlands region ensure a lasting trauma.
I think it affect big, very huge, because it was like first of its kind. We didn't expect this kind of thing to happen. We can't forget what happened, and we remember it.
Amid lingering fears of another disaster, the future in the earthquake-affected Highlands region remains uncertain. In Papua New Guinea, Johnny Blades.